Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. I hope you had a good day. I hope you're having a good night. I hope you're having a good evening. Either way, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in to the show. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can stay tuned on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's going to be a fun show. It's Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight will be no different. We'll do that 2 hours from now. We're going to take a look at some of the most unlikely stars that the sports world has ever seen. Players who have come out of nowhere, players who were basically unknown, people who just fell out of the sky and had amazing careers. So we have that coming up for you, a new top six list, 2 hours from now. I've been doing top six lists since 2009. And here on CBS Sports Radio, congratulations, you've been getting it since 2020. Yeah, I've been around for a while now, doing it on my own. Anyway, other things going on in the world of sports that you may want to know about. NBA season is over. And so the trade rumors have already started with some big names. A lot of times they're unavailable, but they are still big names. I'm talking about Bradley Beal. Didn't he just sign a contract last year? Zion Williamson? Didn't he also just sign a contract? And they're talking about moving these two guys already? I will explain. Justin Herbert, he ain't moving anywhere, but he's about to get paid. Is Justin Herbert going to play hardball with the Los Angeles Chargers that should still be in San Diego? We're going to talk about Vegas as a sports town, as a sports city. Last night, the Golden Knights win a Stanley Cup championship. Last year, the Aces win. The Oakland Athletics, unfortunately, looks like they will be moving to Vegas. The Raiders are already there. Vegas is booming. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? And what's next for Vegas? Besides people getting drunk at 1 a.m., 1 p.m., every time of the day, what's next for Las Vegas? We're going to get into that. You don't always have to go to Las Vegas to find trouble. Right down the road from me, or maybe right here in Atlanta, Georgia, for whatever reason, the Georgia Bulldogs have a lot of issues, specifically when it comes to just issues with vehicles and driving. I don't know why. I know things are kind of crazy out here in Atlanta on the roads, but Georgia has been having a whole lot of unfortunate incidents when it comes down to vehicles. We'll talk about that as well. Someone who's picked up another unfortunate incident isn't even in Major League Baseball right now. His name is Trevor Bauer. So we got a lot to do. So from Justin Herbert to Trevor Bauer to Georgia football to Vegas, NBA players who need to be traded, and then in a few seconds, we're going to talk about someone who actually showed up to work today. And no, it's not super producer and host Dave Shepard. He always shows up to work. Hey, Dave, how are you? You good?
I'm doing well, Jer. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you. Let's not waste time here. Shep showed up to work. Shep, say here like you're in school. Go ahead.
Present, Mr. Brief.
Oh, Mr. Brief. Okay, thank you. JR, here. Yeah, I announced myself as being here. I haven't said that in, I don't know, a long-ass time. Let's just leave it there. Somebody else who also showed up to work, and it was a big deal about it yesterday, is Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills. Never in my life. And what year is this? It's 2023. Never in my life, in all the years that I've watched football, have I heard about a player just not showing up, but then showing up. And let me refresh your memory. Stephon Diggs has been with the Buffalo Bills since 2020. Started off his career with the Minnesota Vikings, has developed into an all-pro, three-time pro bowler, sure hands, and he has been the key weapon in the receiving core here for Josh Allen. Last year, unfortunately, the Buffalo Bills had to go through several incidents that were just terrible. Nothing bigger than DeMar Hamlin dying and being revived on the football field. Nothing bigger than that. That's life, okay? When it comes down to what took place on the football field, I remember this vividly now. Josh Allen and his elbow injury back in Week 9. The Buffalo Bills were expected to go to a Super Bowl. It did not happen. I remember being up in Western New York last year, being up with my friends in Rochester, right down the road from Buffalo, and people were so concerned about Josh Allen. But he played. He continued on with the season. The Bills still went 13-3. Yeah, they missed the game because of DeMar, that game against the Bengals. And their offense still ranked second. Their defense still ranked second with no Von Miller. But then they played it real close against Miami in the wild card round. Barely beat them. They go to the divisional round. And they lose to the Bengals. They get smashed 27-10. And Stephon Diggs is standing around at the end of the game. And he is just basically now, he's upset. He's angry. He's over here yelling at his quarterback. He's yelling at Josh Allen. Where's the ball? You didn't give me the ball. How come I didn't get the ball? That was at the end of last season. That was January. This is June. The Buffalo Bills are in a couple-of-day minicamp. Show up to work, say hi to everybody, practice, and then leave. Real training camp doesn't even start until next month. And people are already whining, bitching, moaning, complaining, not being transparent about what took place at the end of last year. Stephon Diggs was mad he didn't get the ball. And now this is bleeding into June. Yesterday, head coach Sean McDermott wasn't happy with the fact that Stephon Diggs wasn't there. And oh my goodness, what is this? The longest case of you gotta break up and disappear for months and you still haven't made up? Like, this is where we're at? And so listen to what head coach Sean McDermott said yesterday about Stephon Diggs and his status, knowing that he did not practice.
Steph is not here. Everybody else is here at the current time.
How concerned are you about that?
Oh, very concerned. Yeah, very concerned. I'm not going to get into, and listen, I respect everyone's questions and what they want to know about our team. Right now, I'm not going to get into that anymore. So we'll talk about practice. Happy to do that. Happy to answer those questions. And we'll move forward from there.
The rumors started. His agent said he was at the facility. Stephon Diggs went on social media and said, somebody's lying, but he didn't say who. And then so the back and forth started, and it's already and only June. The Buffalo Bills are dealing with nonsense and drama. Was he at the facility? It was reported that, yeah, he was there, but then he didn't practice. So why? What happened? Josh Allen had to sit in front of the media and tell everybody, oh, well, it's communication. Communication is bad. I even need to do a better job communicating. And then Sean McDermott, he cleared things up. The head coach cleared things up today. Listen to this.
We just felt like we all needed a break and some space. And so I gave Steph permission to get some space and head out and then picked up those conversations after practice. So let me make it clear, it was not Steph leaving unexcused. He was excused by me. And so those conversations have got us to what I think and believe is a great spot. And sometimes you got to have conversations. You need to communicate, and I appreciate Steph being willing to communicate. I thought he did a great job. And you guys need to understand, Steph's a valuable member of this football team. He's one of our captains and a leader on this football team. He works extremely, extremely hard as any player I've been around, to be elite in this league, and that's what he is. And I love him. So I want to make sure that you guys understand what really the situation was and is.
Why the hell didn't you just say that yesterday? Why did you wait 24 hours to say that and for things to blow up and Stephon Diggs be painted as a diva, and a pain in the ass, and a guy who's already causing issues and problems? And we know he got the contract last year. They signed him for about 4 years, $100 million. And now all of a sudden, he's upset. Yo, I had months to figure this out, and sure, I get it. In the offseason, people can do whatever the hell they want. You're not sitting in a guy's lap. You're not calling him, let's fix this. He's under contract. He's going to be back. Talk it out. And so, yeah, sure, fine. It took 2 days to get all of this under control. You could have just said that yesterday and saved the Buffalo Bills from looking like a joke. Thank God some of these teams have been able to turn things around over the past several seasons, but the Buffalo Bills have been looking good. You don't want to look like, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Thank God they're finally on the up and up. You don't want to look like a historical joke like the Detroit Lions. Thank God they are on the up and up. You're the Buffalo Bills here. You've been doing good with Josh Allen. You don't want to look like the New York Jets. I don't know where the New York Jets are going. I guess they're going to go up with Aaron Rodgers. They should. Nip these things in the bud. And I know as of right now, Sean McDermott hasn't had to go out and deal with adversity. You know, this is not Terrell Owens, you know, sitting in his front yard in his driveway doing sit-ups. This is not Keyshawn Johnson running around saying, well, let me write a book. What am I going to call my book? Just give me the damn ball. This is not diva-ism. Stephon Diggs wants the ball, and sure, he pitched a fit on the sidelines, not the first guy, not the last. Hey, I've seen Tom Brady throwing tablets, okay? People get upset. But for the Buffalo Bills, a team that was supposed to go to a Super Bowl last year, for a team that is now just kind of sitting there waiting to get over the hump, don't create your own distractions. Stephon Diggs is one of the most valuable players on the Buffalo Bills. He is their best wide receiver by a long and far margin. Don't alienate the guy. And don't make stories bigger than they need to be. I'm talking specifically to management, whether it's Brandon Bean, whether it's Sean McDermott. Nip these things in the bud. It's only June. I think my friends, or maybe not my friends, anybody who's ever been in a relationship, you don't want to go to sleep angry, right? You don't want to. Sometimes it's going to happen, but you don't want to do it. What you certainly don't want is for things to linger for months at a time. What you really don't want is for things to continue to bleed on. It sucks. Get it out the way, nip it in the bud, and move on. And so Stephon Diggs actually practiced with the Bills today. Good for him. It's nice when people show up for work. Right, Shep? Isn't it good when people show up for work?
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, it was always good when people show up to work. The Buffalo Bills, they canceled the final day of minicamp tomorrow. And so the next time we will see Stephon Diggs, it'll be the end of July. And I guess the Buffalo Bills will be out on the field, ready again to try to compete for another Super Bowl. Maybe unlike last year, they won't disappoint. And hopefully, we don't have to hear any more about Stephon Diggs beefing, wanting the ball, or even going as far to say, we have to have a powwow to get on the same page with our star wide receiver. He showed up to work. And I mean, damn it, for a guy getting $100 million, I'm glad that he did. Buffalo Bills, don't screw this up. Let this crap be over with. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Showing up to work is what I do best. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. When we come back from break, if you want to call me, knock yourself out. I'll be here. We're going to talk about some athletes who, they don't show up for work because they always hurt. Let me watch my mouth. They're in interesting relationships. They don't play. And so now they might be moving elsewhere. I'm going to tell you about Zion Williamson and Bradley Beal on the other side of the break. Yeah, two guys who don't work. I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Ah, yes. Football music in June. Who would have thought? Training camp doesn't even get underway until the end of July. We got football news. Stephon Diggs showed up to work. Why is that news? Because nobody knew what he did yesterday. The team said he didn't practice, and his agent said he showed up to work, and then we find out today the bosses told him, yeah, man, you don't have to practice. Go ahead, leave. It's just a lot of confusion. And then Sean McDermott had the nerve to sit up there yesterday and tell everybody, well, I'm not going to talk about it. Well, you doing that is making it a bigger story. Who's running PR for the Buffalo Bills? I don't know who it is. And if I need something from them, I need them to treat me nice, so I'm not going to say anything bad. But here are the facts, man. Buffalo Bills can do better. They can. You don't need to make up non-stories in June. And this could go away. Real soon. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I'm going to get to Zion Williamson and Bradley Beal. I don't know if they're going to show back up to work in New Orleans and Washington because they might be traded, but we'll get to that momentarily. Right now, let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, and let's talk to Rick. Rick, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, buddy. I love your show, but I disagree with you on the fact that Stephon is is not a prima donna. He is. Anybody that gets paid what he's getting paid, the public knows he's a prima donna. Doesn't mean that we don't like him. It doesn't mean that we don't respect him. It just means that if he doesn't show up for work, then he gets a bad rep. And, you know, if I was making $100 million.
Well, watch your mouth. Goodness gracious. What, are you mad that you don't make $100 million like Stephon Diggs?
Apparently.
You got to come on a radio and you got to whine and cry that you don't make $100 million like Stephon Diggs? You got to cry that you don't make $100 million? Well, poor me. This is nothing new. I didn't say Stephon Diggs wasn't a prima donna. I said Stephon Diggs is not acting as a prima donna like a Randy Moss or a Keyshawn Johnson, or he's not holding a press conference in his front yard, in his driveway. The point is, he's not complaining about money. That was the point. My apologies if I wasn't clear. The fact is that he's making a point. This is not unusual from a wide receiver in the NFL. Cry me a river. Tell me about every prima donna and every wide receiver who's come down the pipe. We can say most of them. Okay? All the stars, most of them. The guys at the top, are we going to call Michael Irvin a prima donna? Yeah, sure. We throw the defensive backs in there as well. Call Deion a prima donna. Didn't want to tackle anybody. Go ahead, put Randy Moss in there. I play when I want to play. Go ahead, fine, Hall of Famer. T.O., I don't even go to the Hall of Fame. I have my own ceremony. Wide receivers wanting the ball is nothing unusual. It's par for the course. And most of the times, it's about cash. Most of the time, it's not about cash here. And so if you're not happy with how the season is going at the end of the year, pitch a fit. But the football team, the Buffalo Bills, the guys that write the check, do better. This is part of the job. The communications department, management, the coach, the GM, they're supposed to just chop this stuff down. The New England Patriots, people want to call them cheaters. People want to give them this and that. And you know, part of the deal with the Pats is Bill Belichick doesn't say anything. Yeah, the New England Patriots, they can be fined. The New England Patriots can break a rule. The New England Patriots can miss a draft pick. They can do all of this. But one thing you will never get from a Bill Belichick press conference, and yeah, we get a lot of funny stuff, you don't get additional controversy. You don't. You get nothing. Because he wants to get it over with, and he doesn't want to talk about it the next day. And so, hey, maybe Sean McDermott learned a lesson. Don't drag things out. They don't need to be dragged out. Nip it in the bud and get it out the way. Speaking of getting things out the way, I told you I was going to get to Zion and Bradley Beal. I got to take a deep breath for this. Okay, all right, wait. Inhale. Exhale. There we go. If you're someone who is on the internet, you might know what's going on with Zion Williamson. It has nothing to do with crawfish. It has nothing to do with a beignet, gumbo, soda, being overweight, not playing, being injured. It has nothing to do with that. Zion Williamson announced his girlfriend, partner, whoever she is, They're having a baby. Great. Yeah, everybody have a baby. It's a beautiful thing. Good. But then what came after that was a woman scorned. Zion reportedly, allegedly had a relationship with a woman who happened to be a former adult film actress who has been bashing Zion online for the better part of like a week. It feels like a year. You betrayed me. You were going to do this for me. And now you got this other woman pregnant who reportedly is also a former, let's call her a digital video performer. So Zion's basically been keeping busy. And every day Zion is getting just verbally assaulted by this woman. You were going to move me to New Orleans, and now you're cheating, and now you're doing this, and you made me do this, and this, and this, and I got this photo here of you, and this video, and whoa. What happened? I thought Zion Williamson was like a, I thought he was like a basketball teddy bear, right? It was only a few years ago that I'm looking at Zion on Instagram just dunking on high schoolers. Just big, giant, affable, friendly. You want to give him a hug. And now he's 22 years old. He got this $200 million coming his way. He actually turns 23 on July 6th. And what happens? You give a 22-year-old a $200 million guaranteed. I guess Zion found some other fun besides dunking basketballs. And it's gotten him into some trouble. And so it has been reported here, unfortunately for Zion, or maybe not, that the New Orleans Pelicans might be looking to move on from Zion Williamson in order to get up or draft higher in the draft this season. Maybe pick up somebody like Scoot Henderson if they can get their hands on him. Shout outs to Scoot. He's from here in Georgia. The New Orleans Pelicans pick at number 14. Is somebody willing to take a risk on Zion? Would you take a risk on Zion Williamson? This man hasn't played basketball, it seems like, in forever. This past season, he was an all-star because he played 29 games. He didn't play since basically January 1st. That was the end of his season. The year before that, last season, he didn't play at all because of a foot. He had to lose weight. He has weight issues. He's just, it's sad. And now he's sitting here with a $200 million contract. Because I guess for no reason, the Pelicans had to give it to him. It's like they had no choice, right? Now they might want to start over, and I can't blame them. Well, at least Zion has his lady friends, right? And also, they had a press conference, not to talk about his lady friends, but I guess this was PR magic at its work, at its best. Maybe the Buffalo Bills can learn something. Zion was doing one of these school giveaway things last week. And he's standing there to the side, surrounded by children, of course. And his stepfather spoke. And I guess Zion can't tell his stepdad to just shut up because, if you ask me, his stepdad kind of, he didn't embarrass him, but it's like, hey, Dad, you're saying too much right now. Listen to what his dad had to say about Zion in his personal life.
And I want to say this, and I want to be politically correct when I say it. That's my son, and I love him. You know, when I was a child, I walked like a child, talked like a child, did childish things. But when I became a man, when I understood, then God blessed me. So all I'm gonna say this morning, believe half of what you see and nothing you hear. That's all I'm gonna say. I stand by my son 100%.
There you go.
I wasn't always where I am today.
Yes, sir. Yes, Isn't that fine?
What? Who cares? He created the controversy. It doesn't matter what's right or what's wrong. Hey, man, you step in the pen with the pigs, you're going to walk out with some mud, man. Who cares about what's true and not true? And Zion, did he call Zion a little boy? He's 22. Yeah, he's a young man. He turns 23 in a couple of weeks, but come on. There are better things to do, I guess. I don't know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just, yeah, if I'm the Pelicans, I'm looking at this situation and go, man, if we can move this guy, if we can find a sucker in the NBA to take on Zion, well, let's do it. Send Zion to a place that has crap food. Hey, Shep, think fast. Name a city that has garbage food.
It ain't New York. I would say Oklahoma City.
Oh, my God. They got a lot. That is correct. They got a lot of great young assets. I would stay away from Zion. But what would you eat? Would you have a steak, right? I guess, right?
And maybe. He's not going to get distracted in Oklahoma City. Let's put it that way. Or San Antonio, JR.
Wait. Didn't Charles Barkley say the big old women in San Antonio?
That's why he's not going to get distracted in San Antonio, JR.
Well, have you seen the women at Zion? Never mind.
Okay, fair enough, right?
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. San Antonio may not be good for Zion. Charles Barkley says the big old women are there, so that might be a bad idea. But send Zion somewhere with crap food. And if you're in Oklahoma City, is the food really crap? I don't know. Haven't been. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about Bradley Beal. He's someone else who might be dealt. Except for he has something that's kind of sort of in the way. And then we'll get into Justin Herbert. We'll talk about Vegas. There's so much going on here in Georgia with their college athletes who don't know how to drive. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a Packers fan. I'm from Wisconsin. I want to see the Buccaneers come back into Green Bay. I want my Packers to get revenge and beat Tom Brady, because to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair, huh? Woo, nature boy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
All right, well, at least we don't got to see Tom Brady play anymore, right? Tom Brady going to be spending a whole lot more time in Las Vegas. He's going to be spending time in the future as a broadcaster. And next hour, we'll talk about Vegas. Just everything is blowing up in Las Vegas. You have the WNBA Aces. They won a championship last year. You have the Golden Knights. They won a championship last night. And then we always got the Raiders. Yeah, sorry about that. And then you also have the Oakland A's. Sorry about that, too. But we'll get into Vegas as a sports city. It's kind of crazy that here we are in June, and two of the largest stories, just right after the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals conclude, is whether or not Stephon Diggs showed up to work. And then we already have rumors in the NBA about some of their largest stars. Sorry, Zion, I didn't mean largest in regards to size, but in name, because we certainly know that you're a large human being, but you also don't play. And so we talked about Zion, and hey, guess what? To the shock of nobody, Bradley Beal is also potentially up in trade conversations. He is the only player in the NBA who has a no-trade clause. Yes, think about that. Not Giannis Antetokounmpo, not Nikola Jokic, not Joel Embiid, not LeBron James. Bradley Beal is the dude, the only guy in the NBA out of 450 who has a no-trade clause. And he just got a contract extension last year. They are paying this man $250 million through 2027 when he can be a free agent. And the last year of the deal is a player option. Must I remind you, this is the same Washington Wizards who have missed the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 years. You got Porzingis, who can be a free agent. You have Kuzma, who can be a free agent, and they are going nowhere. The general manager got fired. Tommy Shepard, he got the boot. You got a new president in. Travis Schlenk is there consulting. You got a new general manager in Will Dawkins. You got a new president. And I guess they're trying to just clean up the mess. Pretty hilarious. Bradley Beal in his exit interview, he told everybody, yeah, we all suck. We need to do better. Well, not quite. Listen to what he had to say.
We got to be better. I mean, we all have to be better. I have to be better. Everybody has to develop, get better. I don't think we're good enough right now. And that's just a testament to who we are. We all have to be better. It's not just one thing, not one area. It's a lot, you know. We all have to be better.
Yeah, well, he can go be better somewhere else. And how the hell are the Washington Wizards supposed to be better when you don't even play, man? Come on. Bradley Beal played 50 games this past season. The year before that, he needed wrist surgery. He played 40 games. He's sitting on a $250 million deal. What is this? We need to play better. How about you just need to play? And so who's going to take him on? Well, Miami Heat, Pat Riley's going to bring him down and hope that he can jack up some shots. I don't know, man. Moving some of these players around is just like taking a risk. I'm going to trade the whole world for somebody who's going to sit on the bench and wear a stupid outfit. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who wants Bradley Beal? Who wants Zion Williamson? Ben is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. It's my first time I'm calling, but you said the whole thing about Zion coming to Charlotte, and that just triggered it in me. We have
I said
like
Charlotte?
Worst,
I did?
Yeah, we have the worst NBA team in the league. And if we could get Zion, that might mean something. So, yeah, and he's a local boy, and he doesn't play a lot, but hopefully his health comes around. But, yeah, I'll take Zion in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Charlotte, not me. You'd be taking
a
risk.
I thought you said something about him coming to Charlotte.
No,
sorry.
I said he can go anywhere. I said he needs to go somewhere where the food isn't good. Charlotte has good food, man.
But this is where he's from. This is his backyard.
Yeah,
well,
I know. Well, South Carolina. I know all of that. Is it a good thing for him to come home? And Charlotte also doesn't have ugly women. You know ugly women in Charlotte?
You damn right we don't. There ain't no ugly women up here, son.
Yeah, well, there's ugly women everywhere. I think it's just a matter of the ratio. Ben is having too much fun. Thank you for calling from Charlotte, man. Ben is, he sounds like he could tell some stories. I don't know if they're good ones.
Hey, JR.
Yes.
Just clarifying comments. I was not suggesting that there are ugly women in San Antonio or Oklahoma City. I don't think they put as much effort into their external appearance as other major cities in this country. Women are beautiful everywhere. You know that.
Who said you said anything about ugly women? You didn't.
Okay, good, because I don't want to be associated with any particular program that is putting women in a light where they are not seen as anything but beautiful.
Yeah, you didn't bring up anything. Nobody, I don't think anybody insinuated that you did. Hey,
good.
Mike Breen is at the New York Mets game, watching the New York Yankees and Mets tied at 3. Okay, good for Mike Breen. New York Yankees stole home during the course of tonight's game as well. No, Shep, I only asked you about someplace that has bad food, and you said Oklahoma City. You didn't say anything about any women in their appearance.
Right, but no, okay, good, because we did bring up Charles Barkley, who has made...
No, not we.
You.
I did.
I appreciate that.
You don't have to worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing.
Thank you.
I said Charles Barkley said there's big old women in San Antonio, and I said that Zion Williamson, he might like that.
Did you hear Jack Eichel, his comments about his knowledge of Charles Barkley? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
He basically, so Charles
the
Barkley.
The man just won a Stanley Cup. What's he being asked about him for?
Right, so Barkley went up to Eichel, and he said, look, I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm a big fan of what you do. And he goes, great. And Barkley basically made it a point to say, Eichel didn't know who he was, which is crazy to think about.
Well, not really. I mean, to not know Charles Barkley? I mean, the man, he plays hockey. I'm pretty sure he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's Charles Barkley.
I bet you, and I know, Charles Barkley is one of the most, he's one of the most famous people in America. He's known now probably more for talking than he is for basketball. I'm sure, and yeah, Wayne Gretzky, he hasn't said a word in 20, 30 years, even though he's on TNT today. I'm sure that you can ask a lot of NBA players. If Wayne Gretzky was just sitting courtside, there would be NBA players who would have no idea who he is. Legitimate.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's reality. I mean, what's so unusual? You know, if you have zero interest in basketball and you are super honed in on just hockey and you're a pro and you stick to your world, not all that shocking that he doesn't know Charles Barkley.
Barkley transcends sports, though. You and I both know that.
Yeah, but he's known for when? For what?
He's in so many commercials, man, just for starters.
Yeah, but I think a big part of that is mostly associated with sports. Like, I'm not sitting around watching TV, but I see Charles Barkley on TNT. I see him as a political commentator, but I got problems. I got issues. I read and watch everything. Now, if I'm a hockey player and all I'm watching and consuming is hockey and I got a family and I'm making money and I'm on vacation, I'm not sitting around looking at everything. Not all that shocking, but good for him. He hasn't had to listen to Charles Barkley talk about big old women. It's him who's missing out. Sucks for him. And back to Zion. Yeah, any team that gets him, Charlotte would be a destination. Like, what they got to lose, right? You got, well, not Lonzo. You got Melo. You can get Zion. We've heard about Michael Jordan potentially selling the team. You'd have to be one of these desperate squads to go, what do we have to lose? You'd have to be like the New York Jets of the NBA to try to bring on Zion Williamson. And so, yeah, sure, send him back to the Carolinas. It'd work out for him. Except for he'd probably gain weight, and he'd probably find another woman. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of finding women, we're going to take a break and come back. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about Las Vegas. No, not those type of women. We're going to talk about the sports teams in Vegas here on CBS Sports Radio. Vegas is blowing up.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.